This is Ia Dossi with WSQL News. According to the Transylvania Times, Vision Transylvania welcomed its 2011-2012 class of 25 participants with History Cultural Diversity Day last week. The day-long program included lunch made over a campfire at the Allison Deaver House. The class became acquainted with the vast historical diversity of the county and Brevard particularly. Vision's mission is to develop informed and committed community leaders and volunteers by taking a diverse group of people and educating them and exposing them to the issues impacting this community. The program promotes community knowledge and leadership in the county through an intensive 10-month, one-day-per-month course that covers all aspects of Transylvania County. Areas include history, government, economic development, law enforcement and emergency services, education, arts, health and human services, business and industry, environmental and natural resources. For more information about Vision Transylvania and how to apply for the 2012-2013 class, visit www.visiontc.org. North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper said he's opposing Duke Energy's proposal to raise the rates consumers pay for electricity. Cooper said on Thursday that the Charlotte-based utility bid to raise rates by an average of 17% during hard economic times would make it harder for families to make ends meet. The State Justice Department Consumer Protection Division is taking part in the rate case and plans to participate in a hearing on the issue scheduled for late this month. Duke Energy's increase would be the largest for residential customers in at least 20 years. If the North Carolina Utilities Commission allows the increase, monthly bills would raise from $95 to about $113 starting in February. The Asheville Citizen Times reports that 6 decades worth of messages from America's most famous evangelist are now available in a searchable online database. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association said Wednesday that visitors to www.billygraham.org can find nearly 1,700 audio files from the North Carolina-born religious leader taken from his 6 decades of public ministry. The files range from sermons at Graham's famous crusade to radio broadcasts to remarks the Reverend made at the funeral of President Lyndon Johnson. The Billy Graham audio archives can be searched by location, date, and topic, with topics ranging from divorce to Christian's relationship with the world. The association says the archive is unique in sharing, making such a large amount of data public in a single location. 4 men from Western North Carolina have been sentenced to jail time for illegally harvesting ginseng roots from the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. 2 of the men were from Cherokee, 1 was from Canton, and the other from Bryson City. They were sentenced to terms ranging from 15 days to 120 days in jail. 1 of the 4 was found by park rangers not only with ginseng roots, but with a list of places to harvest in national parks and newspaper clippings about previous illegal harvesting incidents. Authorities seized 545 ginseng roots from the men and replanted the viable roots. Park officials say that poaching is so widespread that the park's plants can barely reproduce. Finally, don't forget to fall back. That's right, it's time to go back to standard time. So when you go to bed on Saturday night, set your clocks back 1 hour and enjoy the extra hour of sleep. And this has been Ia Dossi with WSQL News.